Young Entrepreneurs Academy is a national nonprofit organization based in Rochester, New York. Classes are hosted by the College of Business at the University of West Florida. Kelly Reeser is Director of Entrepreneurial Development for the Pensacola Chamber and Local Program Manager for Young Entrepreneurs Academy.
If they're 11 or if they were 35, they're going to go through the same steps that that person would go through to register their business with the state and become their own legitimate entity. The goal is that they would be able to continue these businesses long after the program.
Public, private, and homeschooled students in grades 6 through 12 from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties applied for the program. 17 were selected. Classes began in October. The first portion of the program focused on crafting the idea for a business, nonprofit, or social movement.
That first 10 weeks is generating the idea, picking a business, doing market research, and getting your business plan started.
They were kind of quiet and just wasn't sure exactly what they wanted to do. And they have changed. Some of them changed their business ideas.
Randy Ramos is one of three instructors for the program. Ramos says he helps the students vet their business ideas.
Some of them have teamed up and combined, realizing that maybe their skill set was strong, maybe in finance or marketing, and so they're teaming up with another business to put that skill to work in that other business idea.
During the second phase of the program, the students will focus on writing a business plan and building a budget. Morgan Thomas is a senior at Tate High School. She has built a working prototype of her product.
It is a thermal protector. It's covers that go over the plates of a flat iron, so it won't fry your hair. It's made of ironing board material, and I made it to where you can go over any kind of plate of flat iron with Velcro holds.
Thomas says she wanted to participate in the program to learn how to run a business, since she intends to eventually own her own hair salon. She is one of two seniors in the program.
I like the people. I was expecting more people my age, but it's more fun to be around middle schoolers, actually. And they have great ideas.
Both of the Rogers sisters were admitted into the program on a scholarship. They are homeschooled. Suzanne is in 10th grade. Deborah is in 9th grade. Suzanne says they intend to create care packages that parents can order for local college students.
They would like place an order, and we were going to make a fresh cake and put some balloons with it, make a card, make fresh cookies, and we were going to bring it to them and sing happy birthday.
Deborah says they are learning how to write a business plan.
When we were doing the business plan, it taught me a lot more how to think and prepare ahead. I had to do this step by step. It's a lot more work. You have to write it out and edit it.
We had to do a lot of research. What would be in a care package besides the food and stuff? And we have to figure out how long a cake will last staying fresh. That'll be fun.
On March 12th, the students will present their ideas before a Shark Tank-style investor panel at the main stage of UWF's Center for Fine and Performing Arts. The panel of 10 local business people will select which students will win grants between $500 and $1,000 to execute their business ideas. After that, Program Director Kelly Reeser says the third portion of the program will begin.
The students from March to May build their product and develop a marketing plan around that. They really take their product to market. And then in May, we're partnering with Gallery Night. We're going to do a trade show on Palafox, just in front of Jefferson Square. And the students will have tables, and they'll be selling their own products based on what they've created.
The local winner selected by the investor panel will advance to the national competition in Rochester to compete against students from the nearly 80 Yay programs across the United States. The program will begin recruiting new students in spring 2014. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.